You will have the most important video you're ever going to see in your life. Now, it's going to be short, so consequently, there's a lot of substantive evidence that supports this. But the talks that I do are a little bit long, and I'm trying to keep this short so people don't lose their attention. All right, because we've got some ways to remedy this at the end. So let's start with net zero. So we have this net zero being bandied about. What are the reasons for that? There's also this energy crisis that we're going through. Well, the reason for that's been political. It's a political landscape. It's been driven specifically, right, to affect the end game that we see playing out. We've got the political elites trying to push this electrifying digital currency agenda. The reason for that, the transference of major wealth through everything that you buy, everything you sell, carbon credits is a transfer of wealth, right, to the richest people on the planet. So every time you put your gas on, every time you use energy, go on holiday, you are paying extra taxation on top of yours, supposedly to save the planet from carbon dioxide, which is basically a 0.04 net. Okay. So what is this great reset? What is this great reset? Well, we're going to come across that, but we're also going to talk what really is 5G smart, ultra low emission zone, and 15-minute city agenda. What is its purpose? So we've got AI, full automation, C40 cities, the United Nations, WHO, and WF script, all non-unelected, Quango type organizations who are being funded by elitist members. Okay. All part of what they call Build Back Better. Now, Build Back Better, you only have to go to your high street to see what Build Back Better does. We've got shop shutting, we've got total destruction of the high street on their Build Back Better narrative. So who's really all behind this? So we've got your World Economic Forum goals, strategic planning, all part of UN 2030 vision. 5G, 15-minute cities, yeah, we'll have them, World Economic Forum. So these are the people that are driving 5G. All right. They're the ones that are driving 15-minute city. There it is there. So when your council say it's got something to do with they've done a consultation locally, you know that it's a lie. This is a 2030 vision. It's called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. We've heard this before. We know what the third right was. This is the Fourth Industrial Revolution. All right. And it comes from very, very similar type of ideology. So, yeah, you have the sustainable goals. This is World Economic Forum. But here you have the government, the UK government, using their logos, their narrative, their nonsense. And here we have Tom Tugendhat, you've got Penny Mordaunt, you've got people in the government. And Klaus Schwab's already said he's penetrated the cabinets across the West. They're being penetrated for this 5G, 15-minute C4 city agenda. Okay. Globalist control. I mean, you've got the Mayor of London, who's the chair for this C40. So you can see what's happening. They've basically just taken over all of these different organizations. And here we have, this is, you'll recognize this character, Central Bank Digital Currency's own family, right? His own wife is Infosys. Okay. And who are Infosys? Where do they come from? What's that plan? See, they're pushing this whole central bank digital currency. And the reason why? What's it all about? So they want to push this total control mechanism, a multi-layered digital currency. How do you control people with that? Well, it's dead easy. They can tell you what you can buy. Your wallet won't work if they don't want you to buy it. This is how powerful digital currency. And then once they have got you will be totally controlled. If you say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Well, unfortunately, let's see what they really are planning when we get further on with their absolutely unbelievable controlling system. Now, one of the interesting things was Sunak. Sunak was an investment banker, obviously, and he set up a fund called Thelema. Now, Thelema, I'll check what Thelema and Thelemites actually mean, okay? They funded the Moderna development of the COVID-19 shot, and that was in and around about 2015. So quite an interesting timeline, okay? It's quite an interesting timeline. The reason we're bringing in this net zero, right, and the cause and effect, the economics, right, of going all electric. Here we have The actual trading indices, so this is what natural gas and this is what oil, crude oil trades at. Okay. You can check this out on any of these international trading platforms, just like gold or silver. They have a commodity trading cost. But yeah, if you look here, you see this was in 2008. So gas, 14 near $14 for a million BTU in 2008, and it's currently 2.7. Okay. It fluctuates. You can see for many, many years, it was well over what it is today. So consequently, why are you paying so much for it? Because it's all fabricated, and it's fabricated for a reason. You're subsidizing massive amounts of stratospheric aerosol injection. You're subsidizing wind turbines. Some people might think that's a great idea, but what I'm going to say is these energy creating systems do not operate on their own. They require massive investment and massive subsidy. So as you can see, as you start to reduce your reliance on hydrocarbons and you start to phase them out, your energy costs are going to go up because you're going to have nothing to fund the green technologies. Nothing there. They're unsustainable. Now, some people will tell you, they go, oh no, well they paid, no, they haven't. These turbines, these PVs require continual maintenance, continual costs in infrastructure as the burnout, the wear out, they need to be replaced. They are totally unsustainable. And we're going to have to pay unsustainable taxes to keep that green issue going. All right. Now, what we see here, so we see the Council for Foreign Relations, all right, about reducing sunlight. We see that in the stratospheric aerosol injection. So geoengineering injecting aerosols, your government will tell you it's a conspiracy theory. All right, doesn't happen. It's all just a conspiracy. You only have to look up in the air to see them. But what we know is due this type of geoengineering is extremely dangerous. Nobody knows what the fallout's potentially going to be. We'll have a propaganda mimetic warfare where you've got the mainstream media putting stuff out like this, terrorizing the population. I mean, look, it's 22 in the red. It's 31 then they've got it in the green. And the reason why that is, right, is because it's 31. It's what you would expect in the summer. This is the problem that we have. We've got lower temperatures, but the way that they address it up is to make you believe that this climate emergency is actually on the doorstep. Now, that's a conspiracy to defraud. Because you're having money stolen from you through this, that's a fraud. This is a demonstrable fraud, and it's impacting everybody. Because not only does it increase all the costs of energy, those energy costs go on food, transport, agriculture, etc. And then what we see is we see this fake inflationary issue where then what happens, we get the banks come in and go, we need to increase your interest rates so then we can take more money off you to reduce the money in the economy. When we know from what's going on the high street, we are in dire straits. The banks are making it significantly worse due to the increase in interest. Now, one of the other elements, we know it got pretty hot in Greece, all right? This is from roads, and you'll see those trees burning from the inside out, okay? It's quite interesting. The leaves are still on the trees, by the way, if you just have a look. So the olive trees, so where's this fire come from, okay? The trees are burning from the inside out. All right, leaves are still on the trees. So, what could possibly cause that type of fire? Well, let's have a look and let's see the culprit, the type of technology. So, here we have in the center what's called an ionospheric radiator. That's a man there. See the size of it? That's a man on that gantry, all right, with his little white hat on. And this is covered up for a reason. It's covered up so anybody would be able to see that this is a focusing type weapon, directional weapon system, not what they say it is for monitoring the weather. Okay. This is a directional weapon system. These ionospheric microwave radiators, see if I spray, as they do here in this bottom right-hand corner, you spray stratospheric aerosol injection in the air. You then pour large amounts of energy. See these waveforms? These are off the HARP type technologies. where that pawn microwave radiation, it bounces off there and then bounces back down to ground and gives you the perception that the temperature is increasing. But also we have here, the defense industry have full control of the weather by 2025. Look there, 2025, total control of the weather. All weather domains controlled by 2025. So what is your local authority playing at when they're trying to stop you driving into your cityscape, saying that your car is pumping carbon dioxide out, a green gas, 0.04 in air, and it's causing all this murder and mayhem? It's just absolute nonsense. But let's just have a look at the green economics. And the reason why they pushed this on local authorities, and not just pushed it on local authorities, you had Common Purpose, right, who are funded by George Soros in positions of power in most of these authorities, basically taking over. So not only have they infiltrated your local, your central government, they've also infiltrated, these terrorists have infiltrated your local authorities through people who just haven't got the brains to see past, you know, see the wood for the trees. They just haven't got the brains for it. So we've got increasing council taxes. We've got councils in multiple billions of debt, all right, basically going insolvent. We've got councils buying PV. Look at this. This was hit by hailstorm. So what happened? Smashed every single pane, all of the photovoltaics, photovoltaics, smashed to bits. Here in the winter, it's totally covered in snow. So when you really need the energy, you can't get it. I mean, look at this. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You've got a UK government who defend massive bonuses to some of these quangos. You've got Thurrock Council that's got 500 million debt. Now, he has a council who bet on photovoltaics. Somebody in the council probably haven't been sacked yet, haven't went to jail for this yet, where they've been reckless with the public's money in investing into this green energy that didn't work. Didn't pay off. The company went bankrupt. Council spent 8 million on electric bans. And even get sacked? I doubt it. Okay. So you see, they're trying to reduce their energy usage. They're trying to save costs. They're trying to shut down on services because they've went bankrupt and are going bankrupt on the increase of their inexplicable connections with this green energy. So you can see how they're making the councils bankrupt. There's a reason for it. So they bring these, you know, councils are struggling for cash. They bring these in and they say, look, we'll put these in. They save a lot of electricity. They don't, by the way, if you put a 5G transmitter on the top, these have 5G transmitters on the top on 24/7. So these use a lot more energy than what the old high pressure sodium did. Okay. So here we have the bare elements. They're 450 nanometers. They're probably about the most dangerous optical radiation emitter known to man, you know, where they would give you that white light effect, probably most dangerous. They've already been identified as dangerous by AMA, that's a medical association. The ANSES, which is the French regulatory body, you've got SHEA, Emerging Risk Green, Public Health England, HSE, all saying that these are risky. They're risk group two, and they're risk group two. The fact that these public bodies have said that they're risky to people's health and are a known hazard, they're uninsured for harm. And that means that every single council that fitted them acted illegally. Okay. The risk group two, the maximum exposure to the blue light radiance, and have got a blue light radiance, the blue phosphor coated LEDs, the 0.25 a second. What your local authority will say, they're that harmful to your eye, you can't look at them. So that's why they say they're safe. It's because they say that you can't look at them because they're so bright and so dangerous. Can't look at them, so that's why they're safe. This is just doesn't make any sense. This just shows the nonsensical nonsense that comes out of some of these local authorities' mouths. But you see, you've got to remember, they were driven, borrowing your money. They were lent large amounts of money from central government and these green funds to put this equipment in to so-called save their money, and they're not saving anything. Because what this is doing is it's harming people. People are getting sick. So, you know, Public Health England warned councils, highways is a local authority rag. It goes out to local authorities. They were warned in 2016, but they carried on. You then had this Blue light, a study that was carried out in Barcelona, XLA University published this, where it doubles in breast and prostate cancer. It does. Obviously, radiation is a known carcinogen, right? It's a known hazard. And the reason why you're protected under the Health and Social Care Act from it, as it states there. So they put in bare elements, which are extremely dangerous. They basically throw the Social Care Act under the bus from these non-ionizing radiation risks. They're uninsured for harm. These blue lights basically disinfecting all biological life. All right. So your council got no indemnity. The individuals who have allowed these to be installed have got no indemnity. Got no doubt that's why a lot of these executives are starting to jump ship. LED optical radiation for harm. So here we have the damaging of the cell, the retinal cell. So that causes advanced macular degeneration, will blind you. We've got the decimation of moths. Moths are protected under national law. They're killing all them. You don't see any insects. You've got this in the Guardian actually telling you the increase in LED light risks harming human and animal health. Oh, it does it? That means that this is offence against the person because this is the willful administration of a noxious substance by your local authority. Your local authority have thrown the law out of the window, and they've put in equipment that's going to affect insect production. That means it affects food production. It means it affects birds, fishing, pollinators. Basically, an ecocide that your local authority have caused on you and the environment. I thought these people are supposed to be doing. They've done no environmental impact analysis. They've fitted this equipment because their common purpose, right? They go to these meetings, these executives, to get up the ladder because they're given a leg up, and some of them are the thickest, stupidest people on the planet. So where we've got the Mayor of London, and we're talking about the stupidest people on the planet. Now, he's pushing this ULEZ city, okay, to try and create revenue because they're obviously in a bit of trouble. What he's not taking into consideration that the toxic biological effects from lasers. These LIDAR radar systems, right, operate in the infrared, absolutely lethal. Focused at you. This one was where coppers were using not dissimilar equipment to scan vehicles and all started getting cancer. And that's because the radar was bouncing off the vehicle and hit the coppers and they were getting cancer and dying. That stopped them doing it. But it's all right for you to drive into a city, into some area where they can just spray you with massive amounts of radiation and make you sick. Here they are, here on the top of this, got them all over the place. We also have LIDAR on the top of these vehicles here. Can you imagine that's going into people's eyes? It operates in an invisible spectrum so they can't see it. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay, these are cancer risk group one emissions. Okay. The other issue, they're pushing into electric cars. Obviously, the Mayor of London wants an electric car. Does he know that they'll sterilise your children? Maximum exposure to varying magnetic fields, no more than 30 minutes. They're just, you know, has anybody warned you not to drive an electric car more than 30 minutes? The answer is no. I know that I haven't. But let's just see some of the other lethal issues in relation to electric vehicles. Okay. Here we have an electric bus exploding in a town in Europe. Now, that's lithium cobalt runoff. It's heavy metal, extremely dangerous, and nobody can go anywhere near it. I mean, if you saw something like that in your cityscape, run. This is Milan. This is a highly charged electric vehicle. It's going off just like a dirty bomb. That would be seen as a dirty bomb terrorist attack. If it was anybody else, apart from your government, your local authority, allowing you to get into these, and this is all about control. You see, the more electrification you get, the more control they have over you. Now, here we have the 5G taxpayer-funded 5G network. You have to remember the differential between 5G and 4G is 5G beams radiation from an antenna. These are beamforming. These are beamforming. This is beamforming where it's focusing radiation. See, this is 5G, 4G here, where it radiates inverse square law. Okay, so it radiates in all directions. 5G is focused. So you've got focused beams, as it shows here, and you've got a temperature increase. You've got 6,500 watts. I mean, the microwave oven in your home, probably 1,000 watts. Each one of these transmitters, that's a very small number, by the way. We're doing it, we're not being silly. We're putting a small number of wattage. This is an average emission from ear antenna. You've got 9 on there. Sometimes you have up to 18 on a pole. But you see these three right next to each other in Liverpool. Obviously, you don't like people from Liverpool. And the average, right, average beam form and radiation emission, 6,500 watts. That's going to heat up the air. Your local council are going to call a climate emergency on the back of them fitting this equipment in your city. Okay. Your government say there's going to be no increase in radiation. That's just totally false. I can, you know, it's a total false narrative. I just lied to you. And in 2019, that was the main switch on of 5G. Now, these World Economic Forum C40 cities, right, funded by the Open Society. C40 is funded by the Open Society. Cities race to zero. Obviously, this is their net zero narrative. So they're all party to it. You see what happens? They've infiltrated everything. Where the World Economic Forum, they're telling UK authorities who they're choosing, Belfast, Leeds and London, as global smart cities. So you've got the Mayor of London, who's basically doing his tour by the World Economic Forum, and he's the head of this C40 cities. Must be getting a lot of money. Must be getting a proper bung up for doing this, yeah, for what these people are doing. Now, these cities are basically digital concentration camps where you'll be controlled. You won't be allowed out of them in the fullness of time. Right, your council's declared a climate emergency in 2019 when they switched 5G on. And you can see why. You can see the temperature increase. Yeah, this is a densification of 5G in a cityscape. This is 4G LTE, which is basically 5G light, but it shows the massive increase in temperature right across the whole city. Now, obviously, in the winter, it's going to save you on your gas bill. In the summer, this is the extra 1.5 to 2 degrees centigrade that could cause you to die. Okay. We know that temperature increases in cities, and especially in the summer, can be extremely problematic. We also know that cold kills an awful lot more people than what temperature does. Okay. Kills a lot more people. So we've got this killer heat, because all talked about heat because it's temperature increase, because it's the World Economic Forum narrative that we've got to go with and nothing other. But if I blanket cover with microwaves any cityscape, I'm going to excite molecules. I'm going to cause temperature increase. You're going to start seeing heat stress, heat stroke, cardiac failure, death, increases in death, breathing difficulties. So where the Mayor of London saying he doesn't want to see people having asthma and breathing difficulties, he's allowed the equipment to be installed in on top of you to cause it. Now, what was quite interesting about New York? New York was the, let's say, the ground zero for COVID-19 in the USA. We saw people being massive numbers of people being taken in ICU, suffering brain difficulties, which one of the main guys at one of those ICU said it was akin to altitude sickness, pulmonary edema, basically flooding in the lung. He said it looked like people being thrown out of a plane at 30,000 foot and he got sacked. Because what that showed was it was radiation pollution and not what they were saying, COVID-19. All right. Still haven't isolated it. So we've got thousands of published scientific studies that show the detrimental health effects from microwave radiation. And also we've got a number of published peer-reviewed papers to show COVID-19 and the interconnection between radiation injury. They are identical. They are absolutely identical. But one of the things that they do, they cause sterilization, as we see in this 5G study, Shia. This is a STOA report out of Europe, which shows it causes sterilization, cancer, and unfortunately causes death. Your local authority and your government agencies are pathological liars. Your mainstream media, pathological liars. People at the BBC, pathological liars. But what they can't do is cover up the body count. The official national statistics showed in the 5G switch on in 2019, we had an extra 500,000 people start to claim sickness benefit. At the same time in 2019, this is UNS figures from the WHO. They've published it, an extra 90,000 dead. So an extra 19,000 dead with a 5G mesh switch on in 2019. You've got to remember, you have to have a mechanism for people to die. They don't just die. So obviously you've got a temperature increase. You've got massive increase in death. And unfortunately, when they tried to gag me in 2018, when the government tried to gag us in 2018, I didn't have these numbers. But what I did see in that court case, you won't be able to cover up the body count. The body count is stratospheric. And the only way they're covering it up, nobody's talking about it. So since 2019, there's nearly a quarter million to 300,000 extra dead. You've got an extra 500,000 claiming full-time sickness. And I can tell you now, electromagnetic radiation causes it. But what is the real reason? Why do they want to make you sick? People say to me all the time, why would they want to do this? Why do they want to make you sick? Well, I'm going to explain it. To control people, get them into debt. Getting local authorities into debt is extremely difficult unless you make a lot of the population sick. Because it's people that generate wealth. If they're sick and they can't generate wealth, well, the local authority is going to get themselves into lots and lots of debt, right? The economics of making people sick. Well, unfortunately, George Soros understands the economics of getting people into debt. And if you want to take control of a local authority, it's going to be pretty difficult unless you make people sick. So we've got early onset of cancer epidemic here. We were warned by all of the scientists about electromagnetic radiation and causing sickness, ill health, and death. In fact, I think Martin Powell said it's the most ridiculous, stupidest comment ever to be, most ridiculous, stupidest thing ever to be thought about putting in 5G without any environmental impact analysis. And your local authority have been told they cannot do an environmental impact analysis by criminals in your government who have told them they're going to only take into consideration the aesthetics. We know that electromagnetic radiation gives you diabetes, 2.4 gigahertz, that can expose rats to it and cause them to diabetes. But what is the purpose? You see, look at these debts. Now the debt, 400-500 millions, hundreds of millions of pounds your local authorities are in debt. Why do they want to do that? Who do they owe the money to? Well, I can tell you, so like the George Soros and the international banking community. And then what they've done, they've said to them, look, to get you out of this hole, to get you out of this hole, what we want you to do, we want you to illegally monitor using this mesh network radar to scan, to gather data on the people in your area. And that's how you're going to make some money and dig yourself out of this massive amount of debt that you've gotten into due to government and your own local policies, see? So they give them like these pieces of equipment, like Telenza. Now, it says there, it looks, it's very discreet. It looks like a light sensor. Why do they want to make it discreet? It's because they know that we know that is a legal urban radar, and this is it here. It's quite an interesting piece of kit. What's really nefarious about it is its ability for the switch to put power through this switching device at 3,300 watts. All right? This is a direct energy weapon. The aperture allows focality, as it shows there, so I can focus that at a target. What could that target be, may I ask? 10-mile non-line of sight. So this smashes the whole millimeter wave narrative. These are sub-gig long-range weapons, okay, that most people will tell you they don't, you know, they need to get them on every single streetlight because they're millimeter waves. Well, no, they're not. I can tell by that antenna. This is a sub-gig piece of kit, right? It's not millimeter waves. They are absolutely long-range. Why do you want hundreds of thousands? Birmingham City Council have got 107,000 of these weapons in Birmingham alone. Cambridge, same, got a large number in Cambridge. We've also got Cheltenham. I've now found out that Cheltenham have this weapon that's been installed. The reason for it, as we'll see, yes, signify once again So this is Rishi Sunak's family. They purchased Telenza. Obviously, they're very interested in what's in the shot. They're also about the digital ID control and how the whole thing ties into Bill Gates. So Bill Gates has an operating platform that operates his kit. It's called Azure. Azure is monitoring the population through their cityscapes to generate wealth, but also it's also in collaboration, right, with Lockheed. So Lockheed Azure, it's a Microsoft collaboration to Expedia 5G military tech. All right, it is a military defense industry operation, and I'll show you why. Here we'll have a video. I want you to watch this. One of the things when you find you're in a high radiation zone, tinnitus is one of the first things that you suffer. Then you get significant hair loss. You'll start to become anxious, anxiety, skin problems, scaly backs, which are called radar operators. So you'll start to see that sort of thing, you know, where your skin starts to get a bit itchy, etc. So let's just have a look at what this video, and I'll hopefully explain what we're going to do after that.
Andrew Huff is a spokesman for the Armed Forces Radiobiology Research Institute, which has been leading the Pentagon's quest for a more effective antidote to radiation sickness.
The symptoms of acute radiation sickness would be just exactly like a terrible flu. Person would have a headache. They would feel very tired. They would have a little bit of a fever. They might have some vomiting at higher doses. All of this would be more severe and would come on more rapidly.
We downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government. We put it into our proprietary algorithm that generates the vaccines. And in 2 hours, we had the vaccine already designed and it went straight into the manufacturer.
Magnet, this is the arm of that. The thighs are shot in. And there it is.
Conclusive.
Stick into my arm. That's where I got the shot. And here's the magnet on the arm I didn't get the shot. You go figure it out. We're chipped.
Well, unfortunately, she's not chipped. What that is a target acquisition antenna system, graphite ferrous oxide mainly. So we know what that is. And what I'm going to show you here is how you then use a 5G network to target, acquire, unfortunately, the victims from this. So you've got your blanket coverage, which is 5G, and then you'll see from the video how it actually works to eliminate
wireless service providers operating point-to-multipoint in the 5 gigahertz license-exempt band find it hard to deliver reliable broadband services for residential customers or guaranteed SLA for enterprises due to the adverse effect of signal interference from third-party systems. Beamforming solution is formed from an array of antenna elements that are combined to generate a narrow and steerable beam for increased system gain, ultimately boosting capacity and range.
So you had the head from AstraZeneca there talking about how they got the technology from a Chinese BSL-4 weapons lab from the Chinese government, and they've just injected it into you. I didn't think that they really trusted the Chinese, but obviously did on this instance. Must think that stuff's perfectly all right. Are they just a bit thick? I mean, they got themselves, what was it, the DM hood I think they got? Yeah, so that was quite interesting. Let's just have a look at another poor girl, a victim of this criminality.
My name is Nicole. I have a very fast question. I had it because I felt like I got a job. I've not been well physically. I've been in a hospital for various reasons, including ovarian cysts. I think it's caused by a vaccine. Mentally, I am terrified of what vaccine has done and has continued to do with the body and my health. I didn't have any of these problems before having the COVID vaccination. I have been to the GP, I did take a witness. Basically, the GP looked at this as if I was stupid. When I showed her evidence of the magnet sticking in my arm, she then said that she would refer us to dermatology in a condescending manner. As you can see, the magnet has stuck to me all the whole time. I will now show you the other side that it doesn't stick. Korean and I'm just sick as well. I feel it pulling up as well.
And there you go. So you've got a young girl who went to work, who thought she was going to lose her job, who's now been injected with an antenna that Matt Hancock has admitted he's chipped them all for Bill Gates in a WhatsApp post. The mainstream media made a joke of it. That's not a joke. That's a crime. When are the police going to arrest these criminals? Because unfortunately, the sooner they get them arrested, the sooner we can save a few more of them, because otherwise, this is going to be absolute carnage. Obviously, direct energy weapons have been around for quite a while. You know, a lot of these are portable units. When I hook them up to the mains, so you can imagine I can get a lot larger bang for me buck. Now, this mystery, and I mean, you see, your government will tell you that microwaves are perfectly safe. You get a lot of idiots who will tell you exactly the same. But this was the directional weaponry used against diplomats in Havana, which caused irreparable brain injury, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So not what you're told it is. See, you'll get some clown who'll tell you that there's not enough energy in that pot of spent for it to do it any harm. Well, that's just not true. They're just absolute mental health patients or something a little bit more, nefarious. Now, there's another issue we need to cover off. Now, the reason why I spoke about in the LEDs and the reason why they're in this talk, the 450 nanometers pulse modulated frequency, right? If I control LED lights, I can weaponize them, all right? I can pulse them, I can strobe them at you, and because it's a very dangerous part of the spectrum. Now, what I found was quite unbelievable how anybody's dumb enough to put a transmitter on a streetlight that would allow the control of a pulse modulated 450 nanometers light so someone could weaponize it, yeah? So I thought that was a bit stupid. Obviously, I reported this early on. You will remember when you got your PCR test through the post, and it was quite interesting how on the top Ipsos Mori. Well, Ipsos Mori, when you put them together, means they die. It's just Latin for they die, by the way. All right. But I thought it was quite interesting, the fact that they want to stick this bud so far up your nasal passage near to part of the brain. And then under electron microscopes, we'll start to see these quite interesting little pieces on the end of the nylon bud. And then what we saw is this small hooky type device, a bit like a fish hook. And this material in here, unfortunately, for those that took the PCR test, this is hydrogel. Now, inside this hydrogel, now know that we've got these carbon nanotubes. This is this tubular piece here. So we've got carbon nanotubes, and unfortunately, inside that carbon nanotube, we have what's called a neural link. It's a piece of hardware. So if you look at this here, you see you pulse these LEDs, those bare elements that you see in your streets, with a 1 second, so it's a 1 hertz on, 1 hertz off, square wave function that's in those lights. You then pulse them at one, and what it does, it releases this neural link into the brain. Okay. This is quite interesting. And I think this is going to be the real weapon of choice in the fullness of time. Okay. Now, obviously, we've got UK government advice. And the reason for that, people are going to say, well, why would they want to get rid of you? Well, you see, they're going to try and take out all beef, lamb. There's going to be no food. They're going to take out your gas, your petrol, your diesel. No diesel, you've got no diesel, you've got no tractors, got no food. Electric tractors aren't going to work. Electric tractors won't pull plows. Electric tractors, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And the reason why they all want you electric, so you've got to remember, if I was in a national security meeting, and I said to all of the people there, look, we need to go all electric, you'd probably get locked up for treason. You see, you have to have an energy mix, because for anything could happen. When your power station could go down, the whole country goes down at the same time. Somebody could very easily take down one of those pylons. The takedown of a pylon wouldn't take, in remote areas. They're not secure. So you take down the pylon, next minute, you've just lost half your country. Can't get to work, can't feed. Nothing works. Digital systems totally down. So your UK government advice to go electric is, to me, tantamount to treason. Anybody could put that argument up, but I'll tell you why. This is why they're doing it. Now, obviously, this is the mouthpiece of the World Economic Forum, okay? And they want this interconnected digital grid. So I need to just play this for you and just see what these absolute demonic criminals are trying to get you to get involved with, and the absolute idiotic, foolish people who are now still supporting them in the British government, in local authorities and local police forces, actually still supporting this criminal terrorist enterprise.
The insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to see thousands of lives, transportation, hospital services, and society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major.
Today's telling you they're going to switch off the electrical grid, they activate the PCR test, switch off the electrical grid, and believe us, it's going to be absolute chaos. These elites will go to ground. Those elites will go to ground. Whether they'll come out again, I doubt it, okay, because it's going to be absolute carnage, but that's their plan. This is their plan to cover up their illegal activities. Now, obviously, political protection. Is anybody who knows who watches this, Save Us Now is a political organization, a fully registered political organization, but also, right, this is biblical, okay? I want people to understand, we do not fight against flesh and blood. These are demons. We are fighting against demons, all right? This is a biblical fight. It's a spiritual war between good and evil. Most people can't get their head around it because they just can't think about how people in these positions could be as evil as they are. But believe you me, they are absolutely demonic and they are evil to the core. So political protection, always helpful for speaking your truth. I've been doing it for quite a while, where you speak out and you have the political cover to say what you need to say and speak your truth. Non-funded terrorism. Now, we have documents, get them sent out, right? Not to be governed by terrorists or criminals. The document's pretty straightforward. It's a legal document, and it's so that you can withdraw funding, any funding of terrorism, because funding terrorism is a crime. And we now know that your local authority pushing net zero, that terrorists, it's domestic terrorism, it's fake. We know that climate change is caused by defense industry equipment, so it's totally fake. The other thing, our communities. Now, I've been talking lately about larger our community type things. So anybody who wants to get in touch about that, just send your email info at and just say land invested. We're looking for a large number of people who can bring their capabilities to this, all right? People who may have resources, people who may not have resources, because this is all a numbers game. It's a large numbers game. We want thousands in the first instance, then we want hundreds of thousands, and then we want millions. We want millions of people who want to fight against this globalist extermination agenda, and that's exactly what it is. Unified responses. Gatherings, strategic planning. This is all the point to start getting people organized, right? So they understand what's really going on and not this nonsense. I keep hearing people talking about, you know, it's all going to blow over. We've seen them pulling off the gas, right? They had the pressure on over COVID-19 and all the lockdowns. They've now took their foot off the metal. They're now backing off out of ULEZ. You can see them starting to panic. We need to push harder. We've got them. We've got the death rate. They've murdered millions of our countrymen, women and children with a biotech weapon, and it's coming out in Florida. It's been spoken about in Europe. There'll be other places in the world where they're talking about the shot being a weapon system, and it is. energy. We need to keep hydrocarbons. We also need to keep cash. So we need to stop using our digital systems as best we possibly can. We also have the means to arrest self-defense and the power of arrest. We have it enshrined in UK law where we can arrest criminals. You've got to remember, there's an ongoing genocide. There's an ongoing murder, attempted murder. They're trying to push this COVID-19 vaccine once again, even though Senator Roberts in Australia is claiming there's 30,000 people dead specifically from the vaccine. What I'm going to tell you in the UK, it's significantly higher than that, all right? And the most important thing, due to the fact that this is a spiritual war, and if you're on the wrong side, if you've taken the poison, pray for redemption. Be part of the resistance. Still doing as you're told by a satanic cult, death cult, will see you dead. Make no mistake about it. And as we see in the press every single day, more and more people today are getting sick, sicker, and dying. Exactly as we were told by scientists who worked on these mRNA type of technologies. The animal studies, it took a few years. Those few years up now, and we're seeing more and more people die. Right? So anyway, God bless everybody. I hope this is informative. Please share it with every single person you know. If they have difficulty understanding it, tell them to do some research. Everything I've said here, I can substantiate in larger talks, which I do normally take an hour plus. This one's a bit shorter, because it's easier for people to take small snapshots of information and see where they're going, all right? But the energy thing, if anybody's having difficulty with this, realize that fake energy cost that you're being currently told is through the roof. Just remember, none of the mainstream media, nobody's talking about it, only we are. And I know that that's all part of their economic terror plan to destroy and take all your private wealth. They're coming for your money. It's all about control. God bless everybody, and share this as far as you possibly can.